Japan and Australia are back on a collision course over whaling. In the International Whaling Commission overnight, it happens every year, of course, Japan has sought international backing for its plan to resume its whale hunt in the Antarctic next year. Back in March, the International Court of Justice ruled that the country's scientific whaling was actually commercial whaling in disguise and had to end. That was seen as a victory for Australia, which took Japan to the ICJ. Overnight, though, Japan negotiated an amendment to a resolution on global whaling criteria to allow it to engage in what they call scientific whaling. Patrick Ramage is the Whales Program Director for the International Fund for Animal Welfare. He joins us from Portoroz in Slovenia, where the International Whaling Committee meeting is underway. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Fran, it's good to be with you.
Patrick, exactly what is Japan proposing that it says can get around that ban from the ICJ or would not be in breach of the ICJ?
Well, as you've mentioned, this is the first International Whaling Commission meeting since the important judgment of the World Court, the International Court of Justice. And what we've seen here is the government of New Zealand and their very strong conservation-minded delegation here in Portoroz pick up the torch handed to it Australia, which had shown the leadership going into the World Court case. And they put forward a very strong resolution to implement in IWC regulations and procedures, the conclusions and reasoning of the court's decision. There have been furious negotiations behind the scenes here and a stark effort by Japan to weaken or kill the New Zealand resolution. And the update this evening in Portoroz, as we wait for day four of these meetings to begin in several hours' time, is that Japan has now withdrawn from discussions of passing this resolution by consensus and will oppose it on the floor.
And what do you have any sense at this moment of where the support lies or doesn't lie for Japan? Will it get a yes to that proposal on the floor?
Well, we anticipate that there will be a strong majority vote for the New Zealand resolution. Certainly Australia, New Zealand, the United States, the European Union countries, which are numerous here, have drawn the line and are maintaining the key provisions of the resolution, which should shortly be circulated in a new draft. It's unfortunate that consensus won't be achieved, but it clearly shows that Japan is, despite its earlier rhetoric, unwilling to reconcile itself to the decisions of the World Court, unwilling to end scientific whaling in whale sanctuaries around Antarctica. That's a shame, but we expect a conservation victory and a strong majority vote for the New Zealand resolution.
Can we go back to March to the ruling by the International Court of Justice, which basically banned Japan and its whaling program on the basis that it wasn't really scientific whaling, that it was actually commercial whaling in disguise. It's essentially, I think, what the court found, wasn't it?
Correct. That's absolutely right. That the whaling was, in fact, not for scientific purposes, but rather commercial whaling in disguise, exactly as you've said, Fran.
So is that the gap that Japan is trying to get through here, suggesting, well, okay, we want to restart a whaling program, but it will be scientific this time and we'll make it transparently so you can see. And if it does that, it's not in breach of the ruling from the ICJ, is it?
Well, certainly the judgment, which was very critical of Japan's program and the miserably small amount of scientific research information that it had generated, did lay out a pathway. It set a very high bar, a very tough test, but it did lay out a pathway for Japan, or for that matter any other country, to put forward a legitimate scientific research whaling program that would meet the test and clear the bar established by the court. Japan's own representatives here, who so far are unwilling to share their research plan, they've just announced in a kind of back-to-front way that they're going to go and kill whales, and they're still working on the reasoning and the research proposal. But their own representatives have said that it will be in character and content very similar to their earlier research program. It's perplexing, but thus far we haven't had a look at the Japanese proposal. They're talking a lot about transparency, but as yet not sharing any details of their next research plan. They're insisting that they've ended the program that the World Court ruled out of order, but they're fashioning a brand new and supposedly improved program and going to take it forward. It's troubling, though, that they can't join the consensus for changing IWC regulations to implement the World Court's judgment. What have they to fear if they're going to meet the World Court's test?
It's 12 minutes to 7. Our guest is Patrick Ramage, for the Wales Program Director of IFOR, the International Fund for Animal Welfare, joining us from the IWC meeting in Slovenia. Patrick, you have to ask why Japan would think and would bother trying to put this to the vote on the floor if they don't have the numbers and they're not even really offering an alternative program or the details of it. Why would they bother to do that?
Well, it's not really their call, as New Zealand is the one that's put forward the resolution and is really championing, together with Australia and other countries here, championing the whale conservation line.
Yeah.
And proposals to put in motion the court's judgment reached just 6 months ago. So Japan really faced a choice of go along with consensus, play by the rules, and explicitly honor the court's judgment, or try and dilute the resolution beyond recognition or kill it. So it would have been great to have a consensus, including Japan, at this resolution. They would have had a stronger case for whatever they chose ultimately to do. Instead, they're putting it to a vote. We're confident that it will go through with a conservation majority backing it, and other countries as well that want to see the World Court's judgment respected. It's difficult to understand what their strategy is here.
Okay. Just a couple of quick ones. Iceland's whaling, has that been discussed? Because they are still killing fin whales, which are huge whales, aren't they? What's happened there?
Yes, they are. And despite not having any domestic market at all for fin whale meat, Iceland is killing more than 100 of those endangered animals this year. This has been discussed and mentioned on the floor by various countries, including pointedly the United States, the European Union, Australia, all of whom delivered a diplomatic statement, a demarche earlier this week in Reykjavik, calling on Iceland to end that whaling. So that's been discussed here. Issues of conservation of endangered small cetaceans have been discussed. Increased collaboration between the IWC and other conservation bodies worldwide that are part of the whale protection agenda. There have been a variety of different issues. The fact remains that there are just three countries left now pursuing whaling for commercial purposes: Japan, Iceland, and Norway. Japan is apparently willing to ignore both the World Court and consensus motions at the IWC in order to continue its whaling. This fight will continue inside the IWC and needs to be raised at other levels outside the body as well. But we're very pleased with the role that New Zealand, Australia, and others have played here on the conservation side.
Patrick Ramage, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Patrick Ramage is the Wales Program Director at the International Fund for Animal Welfare, or IFOR, joining us from Porto Roche in Slovenia, where the International Whaling Commission meeting is underway, the annual meeting. It's 7:09 on Breakfast.